hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Pre-recorded on Wednesday this week, but very much looking forward to non-league day on Saturday. And joining me for a little look back at all last weekend's results across the Northern Premier League, it's a big welcome back to the show to matchday coordinator from the Northern Premier League. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. Welcome back.
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. As well as James, we've also got this week on the show Neil Young, the manager of Marine, his counterpart at Worksop Town, Craig Parry. We're also going to be hearing from another Neil Reynolds at FC United. And later in the show, we've got a big fixture preview for all of this weekend's matches on non-league day with Mr. Non-League Day himself, Mark Carruthers, football writer from the northeast of England. But James, lots to talk about on this week's show with regards to the league and in particular Radcliffe. Radcliffe, 6 points this past week out of a possible six, a 3-0 win over Stafford Rangers on Saturday and a 4-1 win over Morpeth Town on Tuesday. And that puts things into an interesting situation heading into this weekend. Tell us more.
Yeah, so for Radcliffe, it's near enough match point. I'll talk about the matches first anyway. Stafford Rangers, potential banana skin there, but Radcliffe stood up to the challenge. 3 goals in the first half, won the game. And similar sort of story against Morpeth on the Tuesday night. Goal early doors, just settled the nerves. But yeah, big weekend there for Radcliffe potentially with the Ashton United game, because there's about 5 permutations. Big one being obviously the win. They've guaranteed themselves third place and the playoff spot. But there's also draws and losses with Hyde, Marine and Geyser that could also put a situation. However, it could potentially be where they could win the league on the 30th without kicking the football should results go their way at Rylands and Macclesfield.
Yeah, now we'll cover this off with Mark later, but just to let you know where we are, Radcliffe taking on Ashton United this weekend. If Radcliffe win that game, it means that Hyde United, Marine, Geisler and Ashton United can no longer win the league. As a result of Tuesday night's win, incidentally, for Radcliffe, Worksop can no longer win the league. However, you might have noticed I've missed off a couple of teams there. I've missed off Warrington Rylands and I've missed off Macclesfield. Now, they could get a maximum 83 points for this season. Radcliffe, with a win this weekend in their match against Ashton United, easier said than done, in brackets, would see Radcliffe go to 80 points. Therefore, if Hyde United beat Warrington Rylands and Macclesfield lose to Morpeth in their games at the same time, that means that suddenly Rylands and Macclesfield can only get to 80 points and Radcliffe are already on 80 points thanks to their win against Ashton United. In brackets, easier said than done. So it then falls basically to goal difference and Radcliffe have a superior goal difference. It would require a big swing for Rylands and Macclesfield. So if results go a certain way, Radcliffe can't officially win the league this weekend, but they can more or less do so. As you mentioned before, almost match point, and you can see why now. But Radcliffe certainly in a good position, that's for sure. What about Warrington Rylands? They're in second position on 62 points, 2 points clear of Hyde United and 4 points clear of Marine and Geisler. They're now 6 points clear of Macclesfield. Macclesfield do have games in hand, incidentally, but Rylands certainly in a good position following Saturday's win over Bamber Bridge by 2-0.
Yeah, first of all, for Rylands, obviously, the new manager bounce as such there, even though they've not officially got a new manager in at this moment in time. But 3 wins on the bounce. Motore starting to score, picking up for where Adeyemi Sidibe left off. And to what you need going into the playoff situation, I mean, you look at the next couple of fixtures for Warrington Rylands, they need the form ready for Marine and Geisley coming up to Easter weekend. They put themselves in that prime position, and again, they've got a potential there to cement themselves in the playoffs unofficially in the next 3-4 games there. So you just need to keep that winning streak going, really.
Yeah, the interesting thing will be Macclesfield and those games in hand. I'll cover off Macclesfield in a second. But Rylands heading into this past week were neck and neck with Hyde United. As I said, 2 points the gap now. Hyde United, still a good result. A 1-1 draw away at Ilkeston Town. But Hyde United, it's 3 games unbeaten now. I mean, it's a good point that away at Ilkeston.
Yeah, I mean, you look in general there. I mean, obviously, Ilkeston's been a very difficult place for teams to score this season. Hyde United, some huge games coming up themselves. Obviously, they've got Rylands and Macclesfield. We've just worked up town in the middle of that. It's obviously 9 points there. Is it good enough to say that they've secured the playoff spot if they get all three wins out of that one?
Yeah, make or break, isn't it? Once you start playing the teams around you in the playoff positions. But Hyde United in third, 2 points ahead of Marine and Geisler. Hyde United, incidentally, have played a game more than Rylands, Marine, and Geisler. They've played three games more than Macclesfield. So it's an interesting position Hyde United finding themselves at the minute. For Marine, they got back to winning ways on Saturday, and this was a huge result. Marine beating Geisler by 1-0. Geisler did bounce back on Tuesday night, though, a 2-1 win over Whitby Town at the Turnbull Ground, which is a fantastic result. Whitby are in 10th, 11 points now outside the playoffs, and that's starting to stretch out a little bit. Whitby do have 8 games remaining. Yeah, that's an important win for Geisler, just to bounce back a little bit after that Marine defeat on Saturday. So Marine and Geisler tied on 58 points, 2 points ahead of Macclesfield and 6 points ahead of Worksop and Ashton.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Marine, obviously they've got the goal scorers coming in at the right time. Bobby Grant, and if you've not seen potentially goal of the season from there, look at against Geisler, go rewatch it on the social media as I put out on the Monday afternoon.
Let's hear now from the manager at Marine. It's a big welcome back to the show to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations for that brilliant result over Geisler on Saturday. A proper playoff chasing 6-pointer. And, well, you don't get 6 points, but you get 3, and it's a very significant win. So how was your afternoon?
I think, as we know now, in this league, every game's tough. It was one of those games that, you know, a little bit of quality won the game. It was, I thought we edged it in terms of performance, but, you know, there wasn't much in it. You know, they're a very good side. And as you say, you don't get 6 points, but it works as a 6 point in terms of one team moving away from the other one. So we had to do that, particularly with guys, these results in midweek. It's very tight. I think it's probably 8 or 9 teams after 4 positions. And everyone's got to play each other, which is the interesting thing, you know. So let's see where we land.
And speaking of that competitive nature of this playoff race, like you say, teams having to play each other, I mean, it's been a tough gig for yourselves, hasn't it? You know, you've had to play Radcliffe, you've had to play Macclesfield. I mean, how challenging has this period been? And you know, just heading into Geisler, the pressure was slightly on, I'm going to suggest, as well.
Yeah, I think Geisler, we had to win the game. We played really well at Macclesfield. We should have got something. And we played really well at Radcliffe and should have got something. But should have is not good enough. You know, you've got to get 3 points. Or at least take a point from the game. We didn't, but performance was really good in both games. You know, I think after Macclesfield game, I think League and Cup, last 12 games, 9 wins, 2 defeats and a draw. So, you know, that's good form. But the most pleasing thing for me in terms of, we haven't got the results in those two key games, but we've played well in our form. In terms of our performances, have been really consistent. So hopefully that will continue.
And for the upcoming matches, all on the road, heading towards Easter, Lancaster this weekend, Matlock Town, Warrington, Rylands, some banana skins in there, and once again, yet more playoff chasing 6 pointers as well. So what's the mood at the club like as we head towards these final 7 league games, plus, of course, in the semi-finals of the Liverpool Cup as well?
Yeah. Brilliant. You know, we're really looking forward to the challenge. You know, I don't look too far ahead. I know we've got 3 away games on the bounce now. I just think I know it's a cliche, we look at the next one. I think that's all you can, particularly the way it is at the moment, because you look at all the other fixtures and everyone's got a tough game. So I think if you just look at Lancaster, concentrate on Lancaster, the doubleheader's always a tough one because it's 2 games in 72 hours or whatever it is. And that's always going to be tough further along the line. But I think we just, at this moment in time, it's so crucial to get the points on the board and let everyone else worry about themselves, you know, and that's what we will continue to do. And we can just keep knocking them games off and hopefully our points will get to where we need to be. I think that's the key bit in all this, because everyone's telling me we're going to need this amount of points and that amount of points. But with everyone playing each other and so many people still in the mix, you know, Ashton have had a great run, which brings them into it as well now. So, as I say, all we can do is concentrate on ourselves, and that's what we're trying to do. But as you say, you know, big win last week at Geisler, particularly with their results in midweek.
And it seems, well, it was only a couple of weeks ago that, you know, Lancaster City were 3 points outside the playoff positions. I don't think they were too far away from yourselves. The gap is now 8 points, and we are getting down to these really vitally important games now. So there's a lot riding on this next one, isn't there, for both sides?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, as you say, they went on a terrific run. You know, but looking at their team, I don't know at all, but looking at the team, I don't know if they've had a lot of injuries, because they've only been carrying maybe 3 subs, 4 subs in the last 2 or 3 games in particular. I know some key players haven't been in the 11, so I'm presuming there's an injury issue, or there has been an injury issue. Don't know if it's still there. But again, as I say, you know, there's plenty of teams in the mix. Lancaster are next up for us. We'll prepare well and make sure that we go there and give everything that we possibly can and win the game. And I'm sure they were doing the same.
Yeah, I do have to mention the Liverpool Cup as well, because, you know, a fantastic 4-0 win over Everton. I think the last time we spoke back in January, we were talking about that game coming up, and, you know, a very, very good result. You're through to the semi-finals, where you take on Prescott Cables, who've had a great season in the West Division. How important is the chance of getting through to a final as well? It's adding a bit of a complication, but at this stage, you want to win it, don't you?
You do, if you can fit everything in. Yeah, you want to win it. You know, we won it last year with the holders. We've never retained it. When we did win it, I don't think we'd won it for nearly 18, 19 years, I think it was. So we'd love to retain it. It's just where it fits into the calendar. I know the semi-final's now the 9th of April, so, you know, barring catastrophic injuries between now and then, we'll be fine for that. And then it's just when the finals play, because obviously the playoff semi-final again, if we're lucky to make it, you know, but you've also got Prescott who are in the same boat, City, Liverpool in the same boat. It's just how you fit all these games in. So yeah, we know we'd love to retain that trophy. Likewise, we'd love to make the playoffs in our second season back in this league. So we've got some key targets to go for, but the main thing at the moment is just to concentrate everything on Lancaster, because we know away from home that's going to be a real tough game.
Yeah, and just obviously, just a closing thought, really, Neil. I mean, you've been here before. You've got players in your squad who've played in these pressure situations. When you look at this season, you know, through to the first round of the FA Cup, we've spoke numerous times about FA Trophy runs as well as the FA Cup. You're through to the semi-finals of the Liverpool Cup. You're in with a very good shout of the playoffs as things stand. This is what it's all about, isn't it? This moment now with seven or so league games left. It's proper, this, isn't it?
It is making you make sure you send this interview to our chairman, can you please?
Hey, I'm not doing your highlights compilation at the end of the season, though, just to warn you.
No, we've had it so far. You know, we've achieved nothing yet, but as you say, you know, we've had a good season. First round of the FA Cup, good, winning the trophy, the Liverpool Senior Cup semi-final, and still in the hunt, you know, for the playoff with some, you know, very good results, some real good games. Gate here on Saturday was just short of 1,500. So, yeah, we're going in the right direction, but, you know, from my perspective as a football manager, I'm judged on, you know, results. And when we've come this far, we hope that we can try and get at least to the playoffs. And then who knows, you know, in two games of football. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We've got a real tough run of games, as everyone has. And I'm sure Radcliffe have been the best team and they're going to win the league, and rightly so. And I'm sure, you know, the four teams that end up in the playoff positions will be the next best teams. You know, and I know that's obvious in terms of a league position, but there's a lot of good teams trying to get in them positions who've had real good runs of form as well over the season.
Yeah, it's certainly been an epic season and shaping up to be an epic run in as well. And Neil Young, manager of Marine, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck in the upcoming matches and best of luck in the Liverpool Cup, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Hey, Ben, thanks, mate.
Marine manager Neil Young there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we will, of course, have a fixture preview for all of this weekend's matches, including that big game for Marine away at Lancaster City on Saturday, as we'll be joined by Mark Rovers, football writer from the northeast of England, later in the show. But let's go back to the results from this past week, and let's talk about Macclesfield. Macclesfield suffering a defeat on Saturday to Worksop Town by 1-0. Massive result, that one, for Worksop. Gets them back involved in the playoff race after a series of defeats and a series of draws. But before we talk about Worksop Town, because we will be talking to Craig Parry in a second, Macclesfield did bounce back on Tuesday, a 3-1 win away at Stafford Rangers. That feels like a big result for Macclesfield, because with the FA Trophy stuff and that defeat against Worksop, they could have had a little slump. We've seen it from so many teams this season. They've shown a bit of character there against a very tricky side at Marston Road.
Indeed so. I mean, I think I'll focus a bit more on the Worksop Town result, first of all. For Worksop, that was a major result, as you mentioned before. It's as well for Worksop. They've got a lot of six-pointers with them sort of sides. So that was a vital 3 points from there. For Macclesfield, again, they've not generally had a bad patch this season when you look at the games that they've played throughout the year. I think they've only lost two games on the bounce twice throughout the campaign. But obviously, the next few games coming up for him, particularly Ashton United and Avon Colliery's away. they are going to be vital. Obviously, next Tuesday night's going to be a big, big match there for Macclesfield, but they've got the capability.
Yes, you touched upon that game on Tuesday, Ashton United against Macclesfield on Tuesday. That's a huge game, isn't it? And we'll cover off Ashton United in a bit more detail shortly. But Ashton United on 52 points, Worksop Town now on 52 points. Both sides 6 points from the playoffs, but Worksop Town with a game in hand and with a bit of momentum following that win on Saturday. Let's hear now from the Worksop Town manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us and a big, big congratulations. A fantastic result that against Macclesfield on Saturday, getting back to winning ways. How good was your afternoon?
Yeah, well, good afternoon and a good performance that we needed. Like you say, it's good getting back to winning ways. It was vital that we did that. We had a little bit of a tough time recently over the last couple of weeks, but it's been good just to regroup, get our heads and our minds focused again. And I think the performance showed that we're, you know, back where we need to be, you know, for the remaining games.
And you've come off the back of the Ashton defeat, and you must think to yourself as a coaching staff and as a squad, really, you know, oh, blimey, we've had Ashton. Now we've got Macclesfield. I mean, how do you prepare for a game like that, and how do you get the team back on the feet the way they appear to have done last Saturday?
Sometimes when you come off a bad defeat, sometimes the bigger the beast, the better, you know, to get a response. And we're kind of glad it was Macclesfield, really, because we know we're strong at home. We needed a regroup in the week, you know, just get back to basics. And obviously put a good performance in Saturday, which we did. You know, it was against one of our rivals who were calling the battle to get into the top five. So we're just positive all round.
And it's another clean sheet as well. We go back to the February win over Ashton United, and I know that was a big part of Worksop Town this season. I mean, how good is that, the fact that you have got back to one nils, as it were?
Yeah, it's again, you know, it's back to basics, defending right, defending as a team, not just the goalkeeper and the back four, as a whole side from the front all the way to the back. And, you know, we needed to do the ugly side of the game better. We did that Saturday and we've just got to keep it going now. We've got to keep putting that sort of defensive display in and being hard to beat, as well as obviously having an attacking threat. So it was good to see, and hopefully we can carry that forward now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come to, you know, this weekend's crucial game against Bradford Park Avenue in a second, but, you know, getting back to winning ways, 6 points from the playoffs. You do have a game in hand over Geisler. Crucially, Macclesfield have a game in hand over you, so that's how big that win was on Saturday. I mean, you're not even looking at the league table, I know, but you must have glanced at it. I mean, you are in a decent position, as it were, for this run-in, but there's not much wiggle room, I'm going to suggest, at this point.
No, we're in a position of fight, so we, you know, we can fight for the top five. We're in a position where it's there for us. You know, no fixtures are easy. We've looked at everyone's fixtures, and what we've tried to do is just look at a points tally that we think will get us in there, and we set that target from Saturday. So, you know, we're going to take game by game and look to achieve, you know, a certain points tally by end of the season, the remaining eight games, and hopefully that's enough to get us in.
Yeah, and Bradford Park Avenue this weekend, Hyde United, what a game that's going to be next weekend. Then Baseford. I mean, this is tough, isn't it? Because you're playing, obviously, in Hyde United, it's a fellow playoff chaser, but in Bradford Park Avenue and Baseford, two away games there in the next couple of weeks against teams scrapping and fighting for survival. So this is a challenging period, isn't it?
Yeah, it's challenging. I think it's challenging for everyone at the minute, and I think it's whoever holds the nerve, we'll get in there. No game's easy at this level. We found that this year. Surprised us a lot on the jumping standards. You know, there's no gimmies in this league at all. And you have to earn the right to win points. And that's what we'll be doing game by game and starting at Saturday away at Bradford. And, you know, hopefully we can turn up, put another good performance in and try and take away as many points as we can.
And throw into the mix as well, I mean, you're through to the final of the Sheffield and Hallam Cup, so congratulations to everyone at the club on that achievement. That's something in your back pocket as well, a bit of a showpiece occasion this season, and potentially as well a playoff push and a playoff semi-final and final. So it's certainly shaping up to be an interesting last 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, we've got to make sure that we are successful and turn it into a positive season. Backing up as obviously the first round of the FA Cup. We're in a good position. We've just got to try and try our best to try and get us over the line, and then look forward to a final. You know, we said from the beginning of the season that we're going to take the Sheffield Cup very seriously. You can see with the size that we put out there, and we'll do that in the final as well. So, you know, we want to win things, and, you know, we're in the mix to do that in two competitions. So, yeah, it's an interesting 6 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the FA Cup run there as well. And I think it was this past week, you're celebrating a year since winning the East Division, and what a fantastic season that was. I mean, whatever happens in the next 6 weeks, you must take a step back and go, well, this has been some year, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has, and sometimes you don't, you know, once when you're in football, you're in the wheel and you keep moving forward. Sometimes you don't have time to reflect, and it's been kind of like a fortunate position last week before the Macclesfield to regroup everyone and reflect on how well this group's done. What achievements have done over the last year, and just to remind them of that, and just to remind everyone that, you know, we can still be successful this year, and just to bring focus. So yeah, it's been a good year, but you know, it's like anything in football, you still want to keep improving, you still want to win the next game, and you still want to keep trying to achieve every single year, and that's what we're trying to do over the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, 8 games left of the league campaign, finishing the campaign off with Afferton Coles away and Warrington Rylands at home just the week before that. So a big set of games coming up. But it all starts this weekend with Brad Park Avenue away. What's your thoughts on this one this weekend?
Yeah, tough game. We know we're in for a battle. We know we're in for a tough game. Like I said, we're just going to focus on ourselves, focus on what we do, and hopefully it'll bring us joy.
And last question, Craig, how much are you looking forward to this? Because this is proper, this, isn't it? This is what, you know, I've spoken to Neil Young on this week's show. This is what you managers love. It's something to compete for, and here we are. I mean, how much are you looking forward to what's possible in the next 6 weeks or so?
Yeah, that's why you're in football management for things like this. We all want to be in things to win things and be successful. So it's down to the vital time now. So it's exciting. So, yeah, we're looking forward.
Good stuff. Well, Craig Parry, manager of Worksop Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. You have a good weekend. Best of luck for the running, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Craig Parry, manager of Worksop Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching in NPL show. And Worksop Town away at Bradford Park Avenue, one of the many games taking place on non-league day this week. And we'll be here from Mark Carruthers shortly with his opinions on these upcoming matches. Not just that big game there between Worksop and Bradford Park Avenue, of course, but all the games this weekend in the Premier Division. Back to last week's results, though, and I mentioned Ashton United. And we obviously heard from Steve Cunningham last week, and he spoke about, he used an interesting term. He said credibility. If we can get a good win over Gainsborough Trinity, it gives us a bit more credibility with regards to getting into the playoffs. I mean, the run of form that Ashton United have been on, they've beaten Lancaster, they've beaten Worksop, they've beaten Gainsborough, who were banging form last weekend, and Ashton United put an end to that incredible run Gainsborough Trinity were on, and probably has stopped them having a late push for the playoffs themselves. Ashton United have got themselves involved, haven't they?
You look at the home form recently as well for Ashton United. That's where they keep themselves in the playoff race. They've only lost twice at home this season, all throughout the entire campaign. One of them was to Radcliffe, and the other one was to FC United on Boxing Day. The only team that's lost less games this season is but one to Rylands in second. Obviously, good result against Gainsborough Trinity, who were on form team at the time as well. Let's not forget that part.
It is a big game on Tuesday night, though, against Macclesfield, isn't it? But that should be a cracking game on Tuesday. Now, just to mention for Lancaster City, they're now 8 points from the playoffs. They've got 6 games left to play. A 2-0 defeat away at Morpeth Town on Saturday. It's left a bit of a mountain to climb now with 6 games left.
But let's not forget at the same time who Lancaster have got to play in the next few weeks. They've got Marine at home, Guiseley away, and as well as Warrington Rylands on the second to last weekend of the season. So, obviously, wrong time to be losing form a little bit. They're not out of it, but obviously it's getting to that point where they have to start picking up the results where it counts. And again, this weekend and next weekend is going to be vital for Lancaster.
Yeah, Lancaster against Marine on Saturday. That is a vitally important game for Lancaster City, that's for sure. But that's the top half of the table. Let's go to the bottom half of the table now. We've already mentioned Stafford Rangers. We need to talk about Afferton Coles, because once again, How unlucky. They've taken the lead, but FC United, two late goals. Dante Gabaldon on the 80th minute. Aaron Bennett scoring in the fifth minute of added time to see FC United take all 3 points. It's now 8 points to safety for Atherton Colls. For FC United, it's now 11 points above the relegation zone. So
I've been same story as I said last week. Third week in a row now, Atherton have lost a game from a winning position, and they've still got Stafford Rangers coming up in a few weeks too. But it's getting to that point, Atherton have got to start holding on to leads where they can do.
Well, that's Atherton Colls, but for FC United, they probably were looking over the shoulder ever so slightly at the likes of Basford and Bradford Park Avenue, and it's a very important 3 points for FC from Saturday. And let's hear now from the FC United manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for that victory over Atherton Colls on Saturday. Quite a comeback in the end. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, hi Ben. Listen, it was great to get a win. You know, I've been searching for that for a few weeks now. Really tricky conditions for both Atherton and ourselves. And it was a game of very few chances, but it was a, you know, for us, it was just a case of sticking in there and keeping to our beliefs. And I think our fitness levels really came to the fore last 20 minutes. You know, there was a lot of tired legs on a heavy Atherton pitch, but they gave us a couple of sniffs. And, you know, Dante took the first one, and then, you know, we're probably unlucky not to go into the lead in the 90th minute when Bennett misses for 6 yards. And then it's a kind of, is Bennett got the mental strength the next time the ball arrives to him? And in the 94th minute, he went through 1v1 and we got our win, you know, and that's what it was down to. But I'm delighted for the lads because they've worked really hard in really testing conditions with loads of lads being out injured, suspended, etc. You know, run a bad look, referee decisions not going for us in certain games. So just delight for everyone in that dressing room to get 3 points.
And just to put this result into context, because, I mean, we've been looking at it on the NPL show, and I don't think anyone at FC United were too concerned, but there was a danger with the Atherton Colls match and potentially with Basford this weekend that FC United could get dragged into it. So how important was this win on Saturday?
Listen, the win's always important, but we have been dragged into the relegation battle and we're not clear. You know, if anyone says we are, we're not. You know, there's Basford and Bradford. You know, it's one game at a time, but certainly we know what we're targeting towards the end of the season. The win against Atherton was great. It's now whether or not we can be consistent and put a run of results together to pull us really clear. You know, and every manager will talk to you about that magic 40-point mark. We're not there yet. So we've got a lot of work to do, but we were happy with the performance. We were happy with the 3 points against Atherton on Saturday.
And looking ahead, obviously, we've already touched upon it, but this Basford match this weekend, Basford with a very good result on Saturday against Matlock. I mean, FC United 9 points ahead of Basford with a game in hand, now 11 points clear of Bradford Park Avenue with two games in hand. So it's looking a bit more rosy. However, this you could get the job done this weekend on that front and get yourself 3 points towards that 40-point mark.
Well, listen, there's two things there, isn't there, Ben? I mean, firstly, we want to build on the positive performance against Atherton last week and put a positive performance in for the fans. But secondly, like you said, if we can win, you know, then it puts us clear and we don't have to look over our shoulders between now and the end of the season. But, you know, like I said, Basford had a great win, 96th minute, last minute. They probably were celebrating the way we were celebrating at Atherton. But it's a big weekend for everybody. You know, if you look at the top end of the table, I think it's a big weekend. If Hyde beat Warrington Rylands and if Radcliffe managed to overcome Ashton, I think that's secure at the top end of the table then. And at the bottom end of the table, if we beat Basford and results go for us, then we're secure. So I think it's a big weekend. And what we want to do, Ben, is give ourselves that stability, you know, that we can, once we've taken that anxiety off our back and, you know, without looking over our shoulders, I'm sure that our performances will begin to pick up. But you've got to credit the mental strength of the group from going to Atherton on really difficult conditions and getting the win to enable us to go into this position at the weekend, knowing that another win will secure our safety in the NPL.
And in recent weeks, we spoke to the managers at Gainsborough, at Workington, at Morpeth, at Bamber Bridge, and they're in a position where I think you'd like to get to, as you've mentioned in this interview, as quickly as possible. And how keen are you to get to that stage of the season now where you can start to think about next season and get the squad back to a position you want it to be in?
I've been talking to the Gainsborough manager only a couple of months ago. He was having horrendous luck and couldn't buy a win. and all of a sudden he's got all his first team squad back now, and they've got to win 5 or 6 on the bounce. Jamie Milligan's exactly the same. I think he had one game 2 months ago. He had 2 subs out there, and all of a sudden he's got his players back, and results start coming. So people need to look at that. You know, that there's only so many players that a club like Bamber Bridge and Gainsborough ourselves can have at the disposal. When you don't have them, it's really difficult because you don't want to keep chopping and changing and bringing different people in for one game. So, you know, when we've now hopefully got that, Curtis Jones has played, I think, 3 games on the spin. Donoghue can come through another maybe 60 minutes on Saturday, Buckley being back. I'm sure we'll get to the position of Bamber Bridge, Gainsborough, etc. But you look at the sides at the top end of the table, and there's a reason why they're there. You know, they perform consistently well over the course of the season. And there's a reason why the teams at the bottom of where they are, because unfortunately, their performances just haven't been there. So we've got to, Ben, get in a position of stability, like I've said. But I've no doubt that when this group come back together, they'll be brilliant. And then come the end of the season, we look at maybe the 8, 9 or 10 we're going to keep and identify, which has already happened, the player recruitment, who's going to come in next season. And with a little bit of luck, you're going better this season's performance or last season's performance.
And off the pitch as well, just to mention, because obviously it's non-league day this weekend. I know FC United have got big plans with plenty of free tickets gone out to local residents. So how excited is everyone with regards to that front for this Basford match?
Well, non-league day is always great, and it always attracts new people to the ground. I think the club have done wonders with the new initiative. Talking the M40 postcode this week, giving out 1,000 tickets, like you said. I'm sure if only 300 or 400 pick up on that, it'll add to the atmosphere. On the back of how many we took to Atherton, look at our average home get at 1,700. I think we'll break the 2,000 mark, and I think there'll be a really good atmosphere. But like I said, you know, to the FC fans on Saturday, when they're in fine voice, when they're in fine tune, they are our 12th man, and hopefully we can pack out Broadhurst Park, making it that kind of cauldron, intimidating atmosphere. Yeah, we played out a 1-1 draw earlier on this season, so we're hopeful we're getting the points, but we're going to need the crowd, you know. And but the lads have taken a lot of confidence from it. You know, as we speak now, Ben, the lads have trained on Tuesday, and there was a really good bounce. I'm sure they will be on Thursday. And all our folks is all getting 3 points against, you know, a resurgent Basford side on Saturday.
And last question, Neil. We mentioned, you know, Basford this Saturday, but this game's coming up with the likes of, you got Whitby on Tuesday, obviously, away, Maxfield away, Ashton at home, Hyde United, Bamber Bridge, Guiseley, Lancaster, some local games there. So once it's all said and done, fingers crossed for you. How much are you looking forward to the running and these games coming up?
I mean, I can't wait. I mean, everyone's obviously going to enjoy going to Macclesfield, but we've got a local rivalry in Hyde. We've got Bamber Bridge to come. We've got Lancaster, like you said. We've got some really good games. I want to be able to go into them games kind of pressure-free, letting the lads just to express themselves, because it's been a challenging season for everybody. We know the reasons why, but I want to be able to get more points on the board going into them games. Because I know, Ben, we've shown over the course of the season that we can give any side in our league a run for the money. You know, any side, we've shown that when we've got that squad or that team out on paper or out on the pitch, we can give teams a run. I'm not saying we're going to beat everybody, but we can be really competitive. But we've also shown at times this season when we haven't been able to get our kind of full bits of quality out on the pitch, and we haven't performed to where we could be. So, you know, let's get 3 points hopefully on Saturday. Let's look forward. Let's target them games. Like you said, the Easter weekend's going to be an exciting one. But, you know, I think every manager now, he's looking forward to kind of towards the end of the season and rebuild, because it's a hard season. There's lots still to play for, though, you know, in the NPL. And I'm no different. We want to finish as high as we can do, Ben. So, you know, along the way, we've got some really good fixtures, and I'm sure that the fans are going to see really good performances between now and the end of the season.
Well, Neil Reynolds, manager of FC United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us on this week's show. Have a good non-league day on Saturday, and we'll catch up very soon.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben.
Neil Reynolds there, manager of FC United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So let's just cover off a couple of more results from last week. And there was some drama, wasn't there, around that relegation line. Firstly, Bradford Park Avenue, they took the lead at the Turnbull Ground against Whitby. Whitby got an equaliser. In the end, it finished 1-1. But Basford United took advantage of Bradford Park Avenue dropping 2 points there by taking all 3 points. And a bit like FC, they were trailing against Matlock Town on Saturday. But Basford United, 2 late goals, including a winning goal from Matt Thornhill in the 96th minute saw Basford United take all 3 points. Basford now 2 points clear of Bradford Park Avenue. Basford with a game in hand.
Two different stories in both halves of the game there. Obviously, Abington Powers were off the bottom of the table at that half-time. Bradford Park Avenue were out the relegation zone. But obviously, great comeback there for Basford United against the Matlock Town team, who I think we're the save for the season now. But obviously, great comeback and big games coming in the next few weeks for all four of them sides. Basically, playing Abington Powers, as we mentioned before. Bradford Park Avenue have got to welcome a lot of teams in the top half of the division. But obviously, on the 6th of April, this could be a massive six-pointer where Basford will travel to Bradford Park Avenue.
Yes, well, that was a very, very interesting weekend, to say the least, up at the top end and down at the bottom end. It was, you couldn't take your eyes off football web pages on Saturday afternoon. It was proper drama, wasn't it? And even though it was just numbers on a screen, I was just refreshing football web pages much on Saturday afternoon. And that takes us to this Saturday afternoon. Obviously, it's non-league day, James. Plenty of stuff going on across the Northern Premier League. You'll be retweeting loads of stuff, I'm imagining. So just give us the social media channels. And unfortunately, it has been raining. The weather's not great. So we do have to mention the old disclaimer as well, don't we, about check outside your window on Saturday morning. Social media channels, please.
Yep, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Northern Premier League, and then Facebook, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, and TikTok, official Northern Premier.
Well, James Hayes from the Northern Premier League, happy non-league day on Saturday. A big thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up again next week.
Yep, no worries. Thank you, Ben.
Big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And as we head towards April, it's now time to look ahead to the matches for the 23rd of March. And joining me, it's a big welcome back to the show to North East football writer. It's Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, big weekend ahead in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. And we should start with Radcliffe, the league leaders. Big win last weekend for Radcliffe, and that takes them to within reach now of knocking out a few teams out of the title race. They take on Ashton United this weekend, and I've done some permutations, and there's plenty of teams that can still mathematically catch Radcliffe, but this weekend, with a win, Radcliffe can knock out Hyde United, Marine, Geisley and Ashton United. Rylands and Macclesfield can still get to 83 points, but a win this weekend for Radcliffe would knock out those aforementioned teams in this title race. Big game for Radcliffe, therefore, but for Ashton United, they've hit a bit of form. 6 points outside the playoffs with games in hand. Big game for Ashton as well.
Yeah, huge. You know, the building up, it's that old cliche, isn't it? Building up momentum at the right time. And in this running, they've got that momentum behind them. They've got that confidence grown. You mentioned those games in hand. I mean, again, I'm throwing out so many cliches here, and I do apologise, but, you know, you'd rather have the points in the bag. But if they can go out and get wins in those games in hand, they're right in the mix for it. But I just look at Radcliffe and I saw Anthony Johnson, I think it was on Twitter, saying that, you know, in years to come, they'll look back at this squad that Radcliffe have got and probably think even more fondly of them in years to come. But it is, let's be honest, it's a matter of when, not if now for me, for Radcliffe, when they win the title. You mentioned there they can knock a few teams out of the title race. Well, for me, I just can't see anyone catching them. I look at that squad, they were, by all accounts, outstanding against Morpeth Town on Tuesday night in that 4-1 win. You look at the options they've got across there. And the one thing I would say is there's always talk about budgets, and this happens at every level, to be fair, but it's one thing having a budget. It's another one using it properly and putting a squad together. And yes, it's easier when you've got a little bit more, but I look at the squad they put together there, and it's just so talented. Players like Ayibo, who, of course, had a little spell in the northeast up here with Spenny Moore. Howell, the keeper, I think, is probably one of the best keepers in the league by some distance. So it's a really, really strong squad. And, you know, they'll be a challenge for anyone at the next level as well.
Yes, absolutely. And if results go a certain way this weekend, with goal difference, they could more or less get themselves over the line. But that depends on what happens, firstly, in this next game. Warrington Rylands this weekend, travelling to Hyde United. It's a massive game, this one. Warrington Rylands have done a really good job over recent weeks, three straight wins in the league, of giving themselves a six-point cushion to outside the playoff positions. They're currently sitting second, taking on Hyde United, who are currently sitting in third. They too are on a decent run, three games unbeaten now. They've got themselves a four-point cushion inside the playoffs. But the crucial thing is, Rylands and Hyde have played games more than the teams beneath them in the league table. So this is a big game, but Rylands can certainly build themselves an even bigger cushion this weekend if results go a certain way.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, there's not a lot between the two sides. As like you say, that the unbeaten runs are similar. They've both got similar threats as well. And I've seen them both this season and, got to be honest, been really impressed with the job that's been done there. I just can't call this one. So little between them. I think the thing for both clubs, though, is that they need to, and again, I will say this, I don't think either will catch Ratcliffe, but you look at it, they need to finish second and third on the table. They need to get that home game in the playoffs, and that's kind of what they're striving for. But the other side is, you want to build that momentum going into the playoffs as well. We've all seen teams throughout the years that have come second in the division and not gone up through those playoffs, but it's because obviously they've not really been able to get over missing out on the title. It may be a little bit different this year because obviously you've got Ratcliffe so far ahead, but yeah, I think this one will be a draw that's absolutely sitting on the fence, but I just don't think you can pick anything between these two.
Yeah, and crucially as well, obviously Hyde have got six games left. Rylands got seven games left. Worksop Town is seventh. They've got eight games left. But Rylands now, it's a 10-point gap to seventh. So it is starting to really stretch out. We'll return to Worksop and their game this weekend shortly. But let's go to the team in fourth. That's Marine. They're travelling to Lancaster City this weekend. And speaking of this playoff race stretching out, in the space of a couple of weeks, Lancaster have gone from 3 points outside the playoffs to 8 points outside the playoffs. Lancaster have got six games left. Marine, they're 2 points inside the playoffs. It's a big game, this one, for Lancaster. But equally, it's a big game for Marine, knowing that a win could potentially see them back up to third position.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because I think last time I was on, we spoke about Lancaster and sort of said, you know, they are on the edge of the playoffs and looking as if they could force their way in. But I mean, those defeats, the Ashton one obviously will hit them hard. I know Morpeth were pretty comfortable against them last weekend. And that defeat against Matlock as well, it really seems to have just all but ended any thoughts of that. But Marine, I think I tipped them earlier in the season to get in the playoffs, if not push for the title. Obviously, that hasn't quite happened. But I think their problem at the minute is just a little bit of inconsistency, isn't it? Is it three wins in the last six, I think it is now, and good win the weekend as well, but obviously losing to Macclesfield, so there's no shame in that, let's be honest. But yeah, Marina, again, they'll want to find that consistency between now and the end of the season just to try and go into the playoffs on a positive. But I think they'll get a win this weekend, I've got to be honest.
And tied with Marine on 58 points, sitting in fifth position, we've got Geisler. You mentioned that match between Geisler and Marine. Geisler bouncing back really impressively with that 2-1 win against Whitby. And Geisler, 2 points inside the playoffs. Obviously, Macclesfield, I've got two games in hand over both Geisler and Marine. Geisler this weekend taking on Ilkeston Town. Ilkeston, free and easy. And proving, you know, that it, despite not having much to play for, they are a dangerous team still. That 1-0 draw with Hyde United last week shows that Geisler have to watch themselves this weekend.
I also go against that thing of, you know, you're safe in mid-table and you've got nothing to play for, because that's kind of when managers start planning for next season and start looking at, do I want to keep this player? Do I want to keep that player? And everyone at Ilkeston will be now playing for the features and playing to keep the place in the squad for next season. So that can bring its own motivation. But Geisley, I think, yeah, I look at them, I've seen them a couple of times this season, and I just love how versatile they are, how they can play it different ways. Yes, they can go direct into players like Tom Denton, but I think they'll get a win here. I think if they can get in the playoffs, and I wouldn't be shocked if they did, I think there'll be a real threat, you know, for teams, because they can't just pull out a result from nowhere. Yes, it was made easier for them on Tuesday because then Whitby went down to 10 before half time. But again, that's another one. People always say it's easier playing against 10, but you know, we're both watching enough football to know that's not always true, because teams will just sit in and try and protect. And I think fair play to Geisley for getting the win. And yeah, I think they'll get another one this weekend.
Let's go to Macclesfield then. 2 points outside the playoffs, as we've just discussed. And Macclesfield, with two games in hand over Marine, and Geisler. They're 4 points behind Hyde, incidentally, who are in third, as we stated. But Macclesfield have three games in hand over Hyde as well. So Macclesfield still very much involved. Very, very important win, I'm going to say, though, on Tuesday against Stafford Rangers, bouncing back after that defeat to Worksop Town. Macclesfield this weekend taking on another free and easy side, Morpeth Town this weekend. Morpeth obviously beaten by Radcliffe recently, but they have beaten Lancaster, so this is going to be a tricky game for Macclesfield, that's for sure.
It is, yeah. It's an interesting one from Morpeth's point of view, because like I said, talk about Geisley and Ilkeston. Again, it's easy to say with Morpeth that they are just kind of waiting for the end of the season, but I know Craig Lynch will be playing ahead already. There's already been changes. I mean, Liam Noble's gone out and loan to Hebburn Town. I think there'll be a bit of a summer of change at Morpeth, so there's a lot going on, and you know, he'll be looking at his squad and really trying to hammer home what he wants to do with the club. So yeah, players are playing for their futures again. Macclesfield, yeah, I think everyone knows what their intentions are. Looking forward to seeing them next month in the FA Trophy semi-final as well at Gateshead. But they've got more than a chance of getting the playoffs. They've got to really try and concentrate on that before even turn the focus towards that trophy tie. I look at the squad, everyone knows what's gone in there, the investment. I did think it would be one of the clubs that would push, you know, for the title. It hasn't quite happened for whatever reason. But there's enough talent in there to continue that push until the end of the season to get in the playoffs, and then anything can happen once they're in there. Can I just jump in one more thing on Morpeth as well?
Yes.
A massive well done to Morpeth Town and Ken Beatty, the chairman, and everyone at the club for supporting Dunstan UTS in the East Division, who are having trouble with the home pitch and have been made to play away from home in what are meant to be home games. I know they're playing at Morpeth this weekend. Against Colton Town, I think it is. I should know because I'm at the game. But yeah, well done to Morpeth for supporting one of their former Northern League rivals and North East clubs as well. Consett did the same thing a couple of weeks ago, and then bizarrely Brighouse as well. But fair play to Morpeth for what they're doing, because it's a great gesture.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's touch upon Worksop Town, because how important was that win over Macclesfield last weekend for Worksop Town? Just getting them back into winning ways, and maybe just in the nick of time. 6 points the gap now between Worksop Town and fifth placed Geisler, and Marine in fourth place. Worksop Town do have that game in hand this weekend. Worksop Town travelling to Bradford Park Avenue. We might as well cover off the relegation fight as well while we're here. Bradford Park Avenue now 2 points behind Basford United. Big win for Basford on Saturday. Basford do have a game in hand as well. It's a really important game for both clubs, to say the least, this weekend, but for different reasons.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Worksop first and foremost, you know, they've got so many players in that squad that are vastly experienced at higher levels than the NPL. And you just think that's where this experience really kicks in, you know, when you go to into games like this. Again, people think it's going to these clubs, it's just a walkover because they're not having an easy season. It's going to be far from that. They're going to be so motivated, want to beat a team that have got their own agenda and trying to get in the playoffs, and two, obviously, to help themselves try and get out of relegation. So I think this is possibly a tougher game than many might see for Worksop. I think they will get the win, but I don't think it'll be as comfortable as some may think. You mentioned that win last week against Macclesfield. I mean, that was huge when you think of what that could mean for the playoff race for both teams. So yeah, I think Worksop will go to Park Avenue and win, but it'll be quite a tight one.
Then let's go to 10th placed Whitby Town. Now they're 11 points from the playoffs all of a sudden, and the games in hand are starting to reduce significantly. They've only got one game in hand now over Marine and Geisler. Whitby with 8 games left to play. Whitby this weekend travelling to Matlock Town. You do feel that this bump in the road that Whitby are on at the moment, they need to get over it quickly if they're going to have any chance of closing that gap now.
I've got to be honest, and being brutally honest, I can't see them getting into the playoffs now. I think, again, last time I was on, we spoke about having the points in the bag rather than the games in hand, and I think this has kind of been proven with Whitby. I still think it's been a very solid season, a season of progression from Nathan Haslam's side. I think Nathan's gone in there and really sort of shored things up with Whitby. And I think Whitby could be one, you know, if they can match the level of recruitment they've had in recent months, if they can match that in the summer, they could really threaten the playoffs next season. But I think at the moment, I think it's just a step too far.
And that's very much the case. I think now with Gainsborough, we said that to have any chance of getting in the playoffs, because they went on an incredible run, they needed a flawless finish. And unfortunately for them, Ashton United put an end to that. Gainsborough Trinity, 14 points outside the playoffs. Obviously, it's still mathematically possible, but there's plenty of teams between Gainsborough and 12th and that playoff line. Gainsborough with 8 games left and 14 points from the playoffs. This week, are taking on Workington. And I feel now, obviously, I think with Workington, it's slightly different because obviously Danny Granger's departing the club at the end of the season. But it is all about, as you mentioned earlier, with these mid-table sides, getting to the end of the season and seeing who's shaping up for the challenges of next season.
Well, there will be managers that, you know, will go into clubs in the summer. You mentioned, obviously, Danny leaving Workington. But managers that want to take on that job or would be interested will be looking at the squad. And if they see a group of players or one or two players that aren't hitting the levels they should be throughout the remainder of the season, then they'll not be part of a squad next season. So it's a really interesting one. But yeah, for Gainsborough, I mean, I think that defeat against Ashton's kind of ended any thoughts of playoffs, hasn't it? But, you know, they've got some unbelievable players in that squad. You look at Declan Howe, the run he was on when they hit form in recent weeks. I mean, he's one player they're going to obviously want to hold on to. But I just think this one, it's one of them where both sides can probably go out and play with a little bit of freedom. I wouldn't be shocked if it was a high-scoring game because of that.
I think that's the only game, technically, with not much riding on it this weekend, yeah. Because there's plenty going on involving teams down towards the bottom end of the table. Should go to FC United against Basford United. How important was that win for FC United? We obviously heard from Neil Reynolds earlier, away at Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles once again taking a lead in a game and not being able to hang on. Atherton Coles this weekend not in action. Basford with the opportunity to pull out a big gap between themselves and Atherton Coles this weekend. The gap currently is 8 points. FC United currently 11 points clear of the relegation places with 2 games in hand over Bradford Park Avenue. Basford, incidentally, 2 points ahead of Bradford Park Avenue with a game in hand. It's a big weekend. I think FC United could probably get it done this weekend with a win, but Basford will certainly be targeting 3 points for the same reason.
Oh, 100%. And you know, you mentioned that win against Atherton Coles. It's amazing how many times this happens when a team's, you know, struggling at the bottom end of the league and they'll go into a lead, but then they'll throw it away. And you mentioned that injury time winner. It's amazing how many times that does happen. But I think FC United will be all right now. I can't see them getting sucked back into it. I think more so because I can't see teams catching them more than anything. But this is a really big chance for Basford really to really even put more pressure on the bottom four. But I think FC United might just have a bit too much for them.
And we mentioned the fact that Bradford Park Avenue, they've got a game against Worksop Town this weekend. Yeah. So that's a really important game, not just for the playoffs, but also for this race for survival as well. And last game, Bamber Bridge taking on Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers now 6 points inside the relegation places. They'll be really keen for FC United now to pick up a positive result on Saturday to make sure Basford don't go any further away from them. But Stafford Rangers need to play their part. This is a big game at Iron Gate for them.
It's all well and good saying that you need other teams to do you favours, because if you're not doing your own favours for yourself, then you're not going to get out of it. And you look at Stafford Rangers, it's starting to feel as if it's now or never for them. You know, they've got to start going on a run. Otherwise, what we've got left, six, seven games, I think they've got left. They need to do it now. They need to get those points on the board. They can't just look at other teams and say, we hope they get a win. And it's such a shame for Stafford because it's such a big club. And, you know, on the visits I've had there, you're always quite impressed by what's around at the club. But it just hasn't happened this season for them. And it's a shame.
Well, that's Saturday's matches. Tuesday, Whitby Town taking on FC United at the Turnbull Ground. But we've also got Ashton United against Macclesfield. A huge game, so big. I've not said this in a while. You can see it from space. It's massive, that game on Tuesday night. Ashton United against Macclesfield. So, yeah. And as we mentioned earlier, and as we mentioned throughout the winter, even though we're technically, I think we're almost in spring, please do check outside your window on Saturday morning, and please do check social media channels before setting off to your game. And that goes for the Tuesday night fixtures as well. But Mark, big thank you for that fixture preview. Just before you go, plenty of things to plug for yourself and to promote this week. Where should we start? Firstly, where are you off to this weekend? I think you've already mentioned it.
So I'm off to Morpeth to watch Dunstan. So Dunstan against Carlton Town, big game in the, can we say, title race? I suppose Dunstan are still in it, aren't they?
I think so, yes. Yes, I think you can say that.
I'll say promotion race just to cover all bases. So Dunstan, UTS, big game for them, as every game is at the moment. John McDonald doing an unbelievable job there, to be fair, in such difficult circumstances, given the pitch situation at the UTS Stadium. So looking forward to that one. Big game.
And the other thing to mention as well is, as well as all your football writing with all things related to North East football, there's also, excitingly, dear listener, a new YouTube channel that you've launched recently. Tell us more.
Possibly overplaying it with exciting, but yeah, we'll go with that.
Listen, you give up your free time. I'm here to put whatever you're doing in glowing lights. This is exciting. Great, yeah. What is it?
It's possibly the greatest YouTube channel ever created, I would say.
Yes.
Now. It's just really basically named Inside North East Non League Football. Sort of post-match interviews, feature interviews with managers, chairmen, players from around the non-league scene up here in the North East, from Gateshead and Hartlepool in the National League down to the second tier of the Northern League. Really just putting out things every couple of days. So recently had an interview with Martin Hillaby, the Stockton chairman, talking about their rise up the non-league pyramid, with the EBAC Northern League chairman, Glenn Youngman, talking about various issues in their league. And there's one going out probably in about half an hour when I get around to doing it with James Doe, because of course this weekend is Non-League Day. So James is the founder of the Non-League Day initiative, I think we'll call it. And he was just talking about the history of the event and what could lie ahead and what's going on this weekend.
No, good stuff. We mentioned it with James earlier. Big crowds, hopefully, throughout the leagues this weekend. And Mark, big good luck with that new YouTube channel. Big thank you for joining us. What's it called one last time?
It's Inside North East Non-League Football.
Good stuff. Look it up on YouTube. Subscribe and click like and do those other things that those influencers tell you to do on YouTube. Like Mark, for example. Well, Mark, big thank you for joining us. Have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much.
Well, a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining us on this week's show. But before we go, James, what are you doing here? It's the end of the show. You're not normally with us at this point. Why are you still here? What's going on?
Hang on, let me just shout to Richard Watts to start pushing the cake. So there's a massive cake behind me at this moment. Obviously, Richard Watts.
Cake!
Yes, cake.
Why have we got a cake? What's the cake for? Tell us more. I already know. This is just acting. Bad acting.
It's episode 500, mate.
Episode 500. Now, we had a weird history of the NPL show. There was obviously the YouTube show that James did many moons ago. And then me and Swampy came along with the help of James and we did it monthly originally. Then it became a weekly show. And here we are. We believe this is episode 500. So many happy returns. I will ask you, James, for your favourite moment, because my favourite moment is every week doing the show with you. So, and speak to the managers, of course.
To be honest, a number of times we've decided to ignore Met Office red warnings to record the podcast. Everything right. We need to do about this job. It says 497 in the top corner. Take out the when we did the supporters play of the year. That's 500 straight away. And then obviously the 8 shows we did on YouTube.
Well, there we go. A big congratulations to everyone involved with the NPL show who's been on the show over the years. You know who you are. You're all legends. Managers, players, especially the journalists and actual journalists. Well played, everyone. And well played you, James, because I think you've appeared on most of these shows, more than I have. So congratulations to you. But yes, that's the end of episode 500. A big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Me and James are off now to eat that virtual cake. Remember, for all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, it's thempl.co.uk. Say goodbye, James.
Thank you for listening, even if it was at the very, very early days when editing was not a thing.
No, what editing? What's that? But anyway, thank you for joining us on this week's show. We'll be back next week for another NPL show. You take care. Bye-bye.